Hello and welcome to the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast presented by Tennyson Investments. Today's guest is Frank Demeter representing Ogden Commercial Real Estate. Frank has been active in commercial real estate since 1988, first in lending, then in commercial real estate brokerage, and has covered Arizona since 1990. Frank's established the Ogden Commercial Real Estate Office a little over a year ago. His specialties and those of the office include asset management, investment sale brokerage, site selection, and tenant representation, as well as property management. Ogden also has direct investment and development capabilities with future expansion plans. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob.
So just to give our listeners full disclosure, you kind of brought a guest today, so you're kind of not alone in the studio.
Yeah, Ken Higgs, who's president of Ogden West, is with me today.
Hi, Ken. Wave for the audience.
Hello, everybody.
So tell us a little bit about Ogden.
Well, Ogden is a third-generation family-owned company that was formed in Milwaukee, supposedly on the day the stock market crashed in 1929. It's the largest full-service real estate organization in Wisconsin, and it includes residential, commercial, and construction, among other facets of the business. And when Ken moved down here about 15 years ago, he formed the office in Mesa that specializes in HOA management and residential brokerage as well.
Cool. So today we're talking a lot about commercial related issues. So how does Ogden Commercial Real Estate really benefit chamber members? Like, what do you guys offer that our chamber members can grab onto?
Well, our office covers most of the commercial real estate investment divisions and sectors and can assist in the sale of office, retail, industrial, hotel, land, and other property types. For the members who have if they're entertaining selling a property or need some help on locating a facility, that's where we can put our expertise to work. If we can't do something, then we make sure that you're in good hands with one of our other companies that we do business with.
Very nice. So, you know, we're in Arizona, right? Our real estate trends are nuts, you know. Real estate is one of the C's. Not really. But how do you guys anticipate these changes? Because real estate in Arizona changes all the time. And how hard is it for, especially in commercial, to really kind of be on top of that business?
Well, you have to realize, and I think most people do, that Arizona is a very cyclical market in terms of commercial real estate. I've been covering Arizona since 1990 and have been through two deep, deep recessions and two strong recoveries. And currently we're midway through, I think, what is a recovery from the dark days of mid to late 2000s. And with that, all the property sectors are making a bounce back at different paces. So it just depends on the particular sector as far as how fast it's making an improvement again.
So let's actually kind of touch on a few of those sectors. So retail, talk to us a little bit about what's going on in retail right now?
Well, retail is a tough segment right now in many facets. The shift to e-commerce that I think most people are following is really having an impact on a large number of the retailers. And that's everything from the large department stores like Macy's on down to the medium-sized boxes, the category killers, if you will, like the Best Buys in the world. Successful shopping centers are needing to address that. And Mesa, to probably nobody's surprise, has a overabundance of existing retail. So with that, we're seeing some large changes in some of the properties in and around Mesa, including Fiesta Mall, which is currently undergoing
a transition,
a big transition. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of opportunity with that, but it's still early to tell which direction some of these centers will go.
So, I mean, Being the guys that kind of handle the real estate, the storefront, you know, that stuff, you probably have an inside track in seeing, you know, what maybe was a coffee shop 10 years ago is a, you know, is a boutique hat store now, or, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. What kinds of unique things are popping up? I mean, or are there any unique things popping up? Or?
Well, there's a lot of, since the recession ended, there has been a lot of growth in the entertainment and food sectors, as well as certain service sectors. So we're seeing, we saw a large expansion of restaurant concepts that's beginning to moderate at this point, but a lot of new concepts came in. More are on their way, but the healthier shopping centers have focused more and more of their space towards those types of users. We also saw a number of expansions, day spas, different types of those sorts of tenants. And some of the bigger spaces, we've seen expansion of gyms and fitness facilities and entertainment for kids, that kind of thing, that have taken some of those vacant spaces off the market with some creative concepts.
So with the advent of more online stuff, obviously that would lend itself to more warehouse space, more industrial space. What's going on in the industrial area?
Well, Phoenix has a very vibrant big box, if you would, distribution market. But most of that is concentrated on the west side, closer to Los Angeles and the ports. And that's partially for the reasons of bringing goods in via rail or truck and being able to turn those trucks around and get them back to California quickly. So Mesa's industrial sector has not been traditionally a distribution market. It's more of a smaller bay office warehouse type market, or something tenants are servicing a smaller part of the valley, maybe just the East Valley.
So, you know, that obviously lends itself to, you know, more administrative staff, more office staff, that kind of thing. So how does that impact the office market?
Well, the office market and the industrial crossover, you know, in some fashions, for instance, Falcon Field is seeing some interest in expanding for tech and flex space, and there's an exciting project that's been announced for that. As far as pure office space goes, we've seen Mesa be a leader in medical office with the new Banner Hospital. That's created quite a bit of demand there. It's not a strong office market as far as regional offices at this point, but that may change over time as Tempe establishes itself as really one of the top two or three in the entire valley, and as Mesa is closely located to that sector, Mesa can maybe peel off some of the back office type of uses.
So I'm a guy that wants to start a business. I'm looking for, you know, relatively inexpensive space. You can walk that person through the entire process. Am I right?
That's correct. We not only represent sellers, but we also represent tenants. And so currently we're working with tenants looking for space in the market. In general, the market is getting healthier. Greater Phoenix had one of the highest vacancy rates for offices in the nation, if not the highest. And we've made great strides coming back. There's not a lot of construction in the pipeline because construction costs are so high and the rents aren't at that level yet that justifies a lot of new construction, with the exception of submarkets like downtown Tempe. So there are still good deals out there for tenants looking for space, and Mesa does have quite a few opportunities. Overall, I'd say there's a fewer and fewer big blocks of space that would maybe attract users. So at some point there will be likely some more development on the office sector, but we need to see those rates go up a little bit in Mesa.
So, you know, I'm that person out of state. You know, I'm like, all right, I want somebody to help me out here. I want to get some space. How do I get a hold of you? What's your website?
Our website is ogdencommercial.com, That's Ogden, like the city, and commercialaltogether.com. And that'll give you my contact information. And what we would do is get a meeting together and talk over what your strategy is and look at a general overview of the spaces available and then try to narrow it down. So for a typical client, a lot of times we start off with 40 to 80 different alternatives, and we try to get that down to about 5 or 6, and then we focus on those and tour those properties and set up a matrix to determine which attributes are most important.
Very cool. And then if I just want to call you, what number can I call?
My office line is 480-404-7766.
So tell me, what has been the, and knowing that you can't necessarily go into details because, you know, that's not, you know, whatever, but tell us what the funnest deal you ever closed, like somebody that was going to open something really crazy.
Well, I've been through some very strange situations in the past, as you can imagine, showing vacant properties and chasing people out and all those things. So I'm trying to think of what would be the most fun property.
The most fun business. So let's say, what would be, you're offering a property to this person and they're like, this is my lifelong dream, I want to open this business. What was like just a business where you were just, you kind of take a pause and you're like, all right.
You know, it's great to see the entrepreneurial spirit. So one was a company that designed an ice cream cone that was made out of chocolate chip cookies that was really a terrific concept, I thought.
Do you have an address on that?
Well, unfortunately, they went bankrupt.
Oh.
But, you know, it seemed like a great idea. Maybe somebody can revive that concept, because they spent a lot of money
on ice cream cone made of chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, and it was delicious too. And I don't know what I know that the problem eventually became that the cookies were too fragile.
They
imported
collapsed.
A number of machines from Germany and built up this big facility. And you know, breweries were like that too for a while. It was hard for breweries to get a foothold here initially in the mid 90s, but now there's dozens of them,
and
all seem to be doing well. So
kind of a microbrewery explosion, if you will.
Yeah, maybe the recession caused.
So, what do you guys, for you guys, what do you have on the horizon? What are you seeing happening in the market, and how are you prepared to get the most out of it?
Well, 2016 was a good year. It was still a recovery year, and transaction volume actually started to decline a little bit the third and fourth quarter of the year. Probably some of that was just due to indecisiveness with the elections and other things going on. So far in 2017, it's not as robust as it was 12 months ago in terms of properties selling. However, the leasing market has really picked up, which is good. So it's a bit of a trade-off. But looking ahead, I think it's going to be a good year, 2017, and nobody's really at this point projecting any real big clouds on the horizon. There have been certain sectors that some people believe are becoming overbuilt, mostly Class A apartments in certain areas of town. But overall, I think the market is pretty healthy for the next 12 to 24 months.
So, like, Mesa's the place, right? Mesa's where everybody wants to be?
Mesa's got a lot of opportunity because it is a low-cost alternative to some of these other submarkets that have really gotten expensive. And there is a good stock of buildings and a can-do attitude at the city and with the chamber helping. And so I think that they're in a downtown that's got a lot of charm and maybe the next one to pop in the valley.
Cool.
So we'll hope for the best there.
Cool. Well, Frank, let me let you put out that website address and phone number one more time for me, if you would.
Yes, so it's OgdenCommercial.com, and the phone number is 480-404-7766.
Thank you. I would very much like to thank our guest, Frank Demeter, for joining us from Ogden Commercial Real Estate today. Just so you guys know, the current season of podcast is sponsored by Tennyson Investments. They are located online at TennysonFinancial.com. The podcast is produced by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Remember, the world belongs to those who show up. Located online at MesaChamber.org. Today's date is February 21st, 2017. I am your host for the podcast, Bob Nelson. We hope you have a great couple weeks. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you again soon. Frank, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.